But in this segment at 8:15 on The Ticket, we're going to talk about something that I've heard come up from time to time on The Hard Line and The Hang Zone. And I've never heard a full segment on it. So I thought we'd spend some time today trying to get to the bottom of this. And guys will bring this up from time to time. And on my Twitter page, at @Junior_Miller, I've posted some visual aids, some pictures of what we're talking about. Why did people back in the day, not that long ago, 80s, 70s, 60s, why did they look so much older than their age? And today it seems like if you compare a 30-year-old athlete, let's say, with a 30-year-old athlete from 1970, today's 30-year-old athlete looks 30 years younger. And so I posted a picture of Johnny Unitas from his 30s. That will stun you that that's a 35-year-old.
That's amazing.
Someone sent us the picture of Sparky Anderson, 42 years old when he was managing the Reds in that picture with Gerald Ford. 42. He looks like he's 92. Ray Nitschke, somebody sent me that picture and I posted that. Age 29. That picture of Ray Nitschke, he looks like he's 79 almost.
Yeah.
Or Elizabeth Taylor at age 17. She looks like she's 37 in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about people back then that made them look so much older than they were? And we're not talking about that long ago.
Okay. Some theories, like in the case of Ray Nitschke, back in the 60s, if your hair started to recede, you just kind of went with it. And if you had, you know, a dome like he did with just, you know, hair on the sides, you would probably stay with it. Where today, that guy would be bald or he would have some sort of hairpiece or hair growth product, right?
That's the first category I had listed, grooming. And I think you're on to something. Very rarely these days does the guy go with the bald top and the hair just around the sides.
The monk look.
The monk look. You're going to shave the whole thing, which makes you look younger.
Yeah.
Where it's always been kind of weird because I think people think for a long time they thought bald equals older. But the famous bald men from the past, Kojak or Yul Brynner, they looked younger because they were totally bald.
Yeah, bald does not look older. Balding looks older.
Yes.
Yeah, if Nitschke would gone with the bald look, he would look like Saroy playing in the NFL. Mm-hmm. A young Saroy.
Although Saroy had an older person look.
Serious?
Doesn't he? He's a person who's always looked older than he is. Not in a bad way. I mean, he's fit. Yeah. He just has an older, more distinguished face.
You always claim that about Rick Arnett, too.
Yeah, what did I used to call him? He used to have a nickname, too. He always looked a lot older. Rick Arnett, though, hasn't aged since we've been on the air.
No, right? He hasn't.
Right. Which is very strange. Rick Arnett, when The Ticket started, because he was one of the early day guys, he looked like he was 50 then. Mm-hmm. And he stayed 50.
And now that he's 70, he still looks 50.
He still looks 50. It's the strangest thing.
I just tweeted a picture of former NFL quarterback John Brody. When that picture was taken, he was 36 years old. And to me, in that picture, he looks like a guy today who's about 66.
Yeah.
And staying on the topic of grooming, is it his hair in this picture? Does that make him look older? Because that kind of looks like an older hairstyle.
Yeah. Hair has something to do with it, but then again, his face looks like that of a 50-year-old.
Yeah. So it's not just balding and the way you would groom around your balding back in the day. And I think a lot of people back in the day, it was just give up, right? They didn't even think about shaving their head if they were balding. It was like, well, I guess that's the way it is. That's the hand that God dealt me, so I'm just going to roll with it and keep combing over these three strands of hair to try to make it look like I've got something on the top. But the thought of shaving the whole thing never entered their mind.
I wonder who was the first guy to do that.
Jordan?
Well, Kojak was before that.
Yeah, but I think he was completely bald and couldn't help it.
Curly? Oh, you think he was alopecia?
Hey, guys.
Yeah. I think Jordan is the first famous guy that that saw that he was going bald and said, screw this, and just completely shaved it.
Okay, I'm looking at your Twitter timeline. I can't get over this Elizabeth Taylor picture at 17. She looks like she's 30.
Yes.
I mean, a good-looking 30.
Right.
And then who's the guy next to her?
Ray Nitschke.
Oh, my. He's 29 in that picture?
Yes.
He looks 53.
Yes.
Okay, what about skincare? Like those dudes in the 60s, they would never think about using sunscreen or a moisturizing cream, you know, on a daily basis. Like, guys, there was no market for that in
no,
the 60s.
Not at all. When did that start? Because women, I think, have always done that.
Yeah,
when
right.
did guys start moisturizing?
I would say the 80s.
I'd say 80s, 90s.
Okay.
So we're taking better care of our skin now. At least some are.
Okay, so you're telling me, as I'm looking at your Twitter timeline again, that Archie Bunker was 49 years of age when that picture was taken?
Yes.
He was always in his 60s in my mind.
Yes, me too. And, you know, I just think of my parents and my parents' friends. When I was a kid and my parents were in their 40s and their friends were in their 40s, they all, to me, looked like the 70-year-olds look now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like people I know in their 40s look so much younger than my parents and their friends did in their 40s. And I think it does go back to grooming, to clothing style. You know, I think people dress younger today in their 40s, where by the time they got into their 40s back in the day, didn't they just have total give up when it came to clothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were punting on first down and they didn't care anymore. Okay, I have a little number for you here. 18,530 days. That is known as the Brimley Cocoon Line. And that is how old Wilford Brimley was when the movie Cocoon opened in theaters.
He played a guy in retirement.
Yeah. If nobody's seen that movie, it was from the 80s. It was about a bunch of people in a retirement home that start using this pool that was developed by aliens to feel younger. Anyway, it's confusing, but Wilford Brimley in that movie, he was 50. And everyone always assumes he was like 75 in that movie. But he was only 50 years of age. And so the Brimley Cocoon Line, there's even, I think, a Twitter that releases, you know, celebrities once they cross the Brimley Cocoon Line. Like Paul Rudd, for example, is one who's crossed it.
Right.
He crossed it a few years ago. And you see a picture of Wilford Brimley next to Paul Rudd, and you just can't make sense that these two people are the same age.
It is crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at some point, too, the further back you go, there's no doubt life was harder. Yeah. And when life is hard...
All those severe-looking prairie women.
Yeah. You get back...
Weren't facing the camera, looking off to the right.
Right. You get back to those days in the 1800s, we can cut them all sorts of slack,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have time for moisturizer or grooming. They were just trying to live every day. But when you get into the 70s and 80s, when life got a lot easier,
mm-hmm.
not as easy as today, but it got a lot easier, it's still weird what give up people had and why they looked so old. All right, somebody else brought this up. Smoking and drinking. Now, we may drink as much as we used to, but we definitely don't smoke as much as we used to. And there's no doubt that smoking ages everything.
Yeah.
True. So how much did smoking play a role?
Yeah, that's in there somewhere.
Well, also sunblock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no idea of sunblock.
Yeah,
so people would weather their faces by going out in the sun and combining that with smoke. That's why every granddad any of us had was all leather skinned.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, my parents didn't smoke.
But they looked old.
But they looked, you know, 20 years older than the 40-year-olds look today.
Yeah. At what age, though, does it converge? Because I still look at old people today, and old people all seem to have the same look after you reach a certain age. At some certain age, all of a sudden, just the polyester pants come out, and the ladies get the short hair.
Mm-hmm.
The guys have the button-down short sleeve. You know, it just start. There's a convergence that starts to happen at some point.
You're right. I would put that probably around 65, maybe 70.
This is when we all start becoming the same person.
Yeah, but I think if you go back 30 or 40 years, that age was probably 45 or 50.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been pushed down the road. Is part of it attitude? You know, what's the common thing that we hear these days when you turn 60? 60 is the new 40. Or 50 is the new 30, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is part of it attitude that people are more encouraged or emboldened to stay young, whether it's mentally or physically?
Yes.
And back in the day, that never really came up, right?
No.
Well, I wonder now if it's when we want to stay eternally young, but at some point in history, it's like young people always wanted to be older. And right. That was when the 40s? It was before the advent of the teenager.
You know what? That would explain that Elizabeth Taylor picture you were looking at on my Twitter timeline. That's a 17-year-old who wants to portray herself as a 35-year-old, and so they did their hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we hear that today a lot, that today's 15-year-old doesn't look like the 15-year-olds that I went to school with. They seem to mature and present themselves as much older.
With women, maybe that's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they try to look older until, 22? And then you want to stay looking 22, right?
Right. Yeah.
God, I can't believe she's 17 in that picture.
Uh-oh. You're
George,
liking that
George,
little too much.
Say that we I don't liked need it. Your inner thoughts on that.
Said it really right. Does look like a woman in her 30s. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
All right.
And she had it going on, for sure.
Dude.
What?
She's 17.
After she turned 18, she had it going on.
Also, the physical fitness craze, there's no doubt that that's helped people look younger and stay younger, right? Back in the day, I don't think my parents ever... I'm not even sure...
Did your mom lift weights?
They were not even aware of a gym or running or anything like that. They occasionally took a walk, but that's about it. And today, the fitness craze has taken off.
Yeah, I think that's a big factor, too.
Here's another element that I don't think was around 30 years ago. Like it is today, certainly. Plastic surgery, has that helped people look younger?
Or just helped people look weirder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess a little bit of both. Sometimes it really does help keep you looking young, but sometimes it just makes it obvious that you're trying to look 20 years younger.
Oh, gross. Did you see Drop Tunes?
Yeah, what's he doing?
He aged all the ticket hosts up. Into their 60s. This is more than 60s. Donovan is the funniest.
Yeah.
Norm looks like Ben Franklin or something. Donovan has to be the funniest there.
Okay, I just retweeted that. Oh, my God.
I'm retweeting it, too.
This is the ticket in what year?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says...
That's what... If 29
oh, he
in the
says
60s.
This is, yeah, he said this is when people were 29 years old in the 60s. This is what they looked like.
Okay.
And he aged us up. Look at Jake back there.
I know. What's with all of our teeth?
Do you think you guys will ever have plastic surgery?
No.
Sure. I want full implants.
Two very different answers here.
Well, No, I don't think so.
I don't have a problem with plastic surgery.
For yourself or anybody?
For anybody. It's like, I think at one time I was with the rest of culture that judged plastic surgery really harshly. You know, I just... But then I started thinking, well, wait, why do I have that opinion? That doesn't seem logical with other things. We do all sorts of things to make ourselves look better. So why isn't that? Why do I got to judge someone who decides they want to do that?
Yeah, I'm not.
What's it to me?
Right. Yeah, I really don't care. I just don't think I'll ever do it.
Right.
I don't think I'll ever do it because I want to avoid all surgeries for the rest of my life.
Yes,
knock on wood, if possible. I just don't want to be put under.
No, surgery's horrible.
But I'm with you, Gordo. It's never bothered me when somebody had plastic surgery for any reason because, okay, so are we going to look down at the guy who gets up and combs his hair?
Right.
Well, why don't you just let it go natural the way God intended it, right? Why do you have to comb it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you have multiple surgeries and your face looks really, really tight and you have duck lips, then I'm not saying I have a problem with it. I just think that person was fine the way they were. I feel bad for them now that they all of a sudden...
But they're judging whether or not they feel good as to how they look. They may not be doing it for you, what you think is good. They may be doing it what they think is good.
Okay. But there's also a fine line there, right, with mental illness, the person that gets if someone 80 surgeries.
Is addicted to it. But then how do you judge someone who's doing body modification like tattoos?
Right.
Like you can make the same argument. Well, what's wrong with just one tattoo? I mean, I think that looks good on them. Mm-hmm. Why do they have to keep going?
Yeah. Is it weird when it gets to a point like Michael Jackson where he had so many plastic surgeries on his nose that he had a fake nose like Mr. Potato Head and he could take it off at night and there'd just be a hole there?
He denied ever getting plastic surgery.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
So maybe he never had any.
No.
Man, come on.
What?
Come on. You know better than that.
When he made his chin look like a butt?
I think he could take off his chin, too, at night.
And put it on his butt?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a real-life Mr. Potato Head. He could just move parts all over the place.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that was the rumor, is that he had a magnetic nose.
Mm-hmm.
That he could put on and take off. Because he'd had so many surgeries, there was nothing for the nose to bind to, and at one point his nose just fell off.
It's a cool party trick, but...
And again, a reminder, it's now just Potato Head.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, I think
it's not Mr. or...
You sure?
I thought that was the deal. We can't have Mr. Potato Head.
Well, I think they still sell Mr. Potato Head and Miss Potato Head, but they just call it Potato Head. But you can still get each version of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even the Michael Jackson version?
I don't think they ever came out with a Michael Jackson Potato Head. Never, didn't think I'd say it this morning, but there you have it.
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon, the trend of people looking a lot younger, maybe, than their age, where back in the day they looked significantly older. But I think we've determined that it's all of the above. It's grooming, caring about grooming, your general attitude towards life, physical fitness, diet, smoking, clothing style, plastic surgery. There's a lot that goes into it. All right, it's 8:32 on the ticket. Oh, there's someone who's a little older than us who wants to comment on this particular topic outside the bunker. She wants in. I guess we'll let Marge in next.